Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Lamed Tes, and we're beginning Sif Aleph, and these are specific different dinim that apply to Shabbos. Aleph Ein Rochven Al Gabe Behema Ayin Lael Siman Shin Hey Sif Yud Ches Medin Halichas Karon. The Shulchan Aruch here is referring back to Siman Shin Hey and Sif Yud Ches with the going driving with a wagon. But here he's saying, you know, let it go ahead and ride on the back of an animal. It is usur to ride on the back of an animal. We saw this was a concern that you're going to break a tree, break branches, things like that. Sif Beis, Ein Shatin Apne Hamayim Afilu Bebrecha Shebechatzer. Says it is usur to swim even in a brecha, a pool in one's yard, because what's the reason? Because when water comes dislodged and goes out of the pool, it becomes similar to a river. What's the issue exactly? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Beis, Sif Katon Beis, Al Pnei Hamayim, B'Yadav V'Raglav. Specifically, the Isser is when you are swimming with your feet and your hands, meaning you're swimming and you're not standing in the water. Shigam raglav akar minakarka amayim. That means that the feet are not touching the ground of the pool. Vatam, what's the reason? Shema yasis chavis shel shayotin. Concern is maybe you'll go ahead and you'll make a boat. Kidem asayim lekamek. We'll see coming up at the end. Hu kli shel goma sheorganoso. It's a type of vessel that they used to, in those days, they used to weave it, these boats. V'osin kemin chavis aruba, arucha l'modbo l'asut alamayim. They used to make this long type of boat where they would go ahead and teach people how to swim on it. Sif katan gimel, bebrecha, hu makom kinus mayim l'kvisa o l'shros pishdan. What's a brecha? What's a pool here that we're referring to? It's not talking about like our we think of a swimming pool, we think of our swimming pools. The pools that they used to have a place where they would make a man-made area of water where they would go and they would do their laundry in it, or they would soak their flax in it. You can't go ahead and swim in there, even if it's in your chatzer, because of this gzera. Now, why does he say, even when the brecha is in the chotzer? Why not say, even if the brecha is in, Rishus Harabim, or this or that? It says, the ilu kisha brecha omedes birshus harabim, belav hachi aser. Meaning, the reason why they're not bringing up Rishus Harabim is because for sure it's going to be aser to go ahead and swim in a brecha in Rishus Harabim, because it's a separate iser. Shema, as we had earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, Shema Yatiz Mayim Beraglav Chutzlar Ba'amos, because when you get out of the pool in Rishus Harabim, you're going to carry the water on your body, on your legs, and you'll take it Chutzlar Ba'amos. You'll carry the water on your body outside the Dalet Amos, meaning you'll go Dalet Amos in Rishus Harabim, which would be Aser midaraisa yisur malacha. Now, what's the reason why you can't go ahead and swim even in a brecha, in a chatzer? So the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch, mipnei kishamayim nekarim v'yotzim chutz lebrecha dami lenahar. This is, as we said, because from the water it becomes dislodged and goes out of the pool, it is similar to a river. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan hey, dami lenahar, kishamayim yotzim nabrecha v'nim shachin b'chatzer mi kocho. When the water comes out of the pool and it goes out into the chotzer from his kayach, shedocha hamayim biyada v'raglo b'shayatzaso, he's pushing the water with his arms and legs when he's swimming. V'havi b'chlal gzeira, this is part of the gzeira, she'ein shatin al pnei hamayim, you can't swim on the water, shema yaseh chavish shel shayotin, because maybe you'll come and you'll make a boat. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, however, v'im yeshla safa saviv muter. But he says, if there's a rim around the water, then it is going to totally be permitted. This is because even if water becomes dislodged, it's going to return due to the rim, and it therefore Havila to kli, it would be like a kli, similar to a kli, obviously not a kli. The leka lemigzabah shema yaseh shel shayotin. Since it will be like viewed as a kli because it is blocked by this rim and the water goes back into the pool. So since it's domel a kli, there's no gzera of maybe you'll come and you will build a boat. Sif katan vav safa hainu ke'en k'salim gvoim mikol tzad. This means like there's walls that are high on both sides, so that the water will just come back into the pool. And again, if it's dummy lakli, so they weren't geyser, making of a kli like a boat from a kli itself that has the water. Only in a pool that is doimed like to a river. And we now move on to Sif Gimel. And this is a major, major Sif. And here we go. We discussed this a little bit in Shin Lamed Ches. Now it's going to be even more. You're not allowed to go ahead and clap by striking one hand, right? Regular clapping with your hand, striking one hand to the other hand. Also, you can't slap by striking one's thigh with one's hand, or velo meraktin, or nor can you go ahead and dance all this on Shabbos. You can't do. Zera Shema Yitaken Kli Shir, because there's a concern that you will repair or you will actually create a musical instrument. Vafilu lahakos be'etzba al karka. And he says, not only that, even if one goes ahead and strikes the ground with one's fingers, o al chaluach, or he strikes with his fingers on a board or a paddle, o achas kineged achas kederech hamishorim, or one finger against the other finger, as musicians do, o lekashkesh be'egos letinok, or rattle a nut, or some type of rattle for a baby, o lesachek bo bezug kedesha yishtok, or play with a nut to go ahead and quiet the child, or a bell, right? Play with a bell to quiet him. Kol ze v'chayotze bo aser. This and all things similar to it is aser. All gzera shema yisakein kli shir. This is all aser and prohibited out of concern that one will prepare, create a musical instrument. Ulesapek lachayad mutter. But to go ahead and to clap in an unusual manner is mutter, is permitted. Let's see. Sif katan zayin. Ein mitapchin, bein be'evlo u'bechamoso, whether we're talking, if you're in a velus or you're angry, le'orer hartzar, to go ahead and arouse the pain, u'be'ein machmas simcha, or clapping and dancing due to simcha, kulam, all this is mishum gzera, shema, yisaken kleishir, maybe it'll come and create, fix a musical instrument, le'orer, to arouse the evel, the morning or the simcha. Below meraktin, and you can't dance. So now he goes to the famous Mishnah Brura. Uveyom simchas Torah, muter l'raked. On simchas Torah, you could dance. B'shasha omrim, kilusim de Torah, mishum kvod Torah. When they're singing the songs of kvod Torah, you can dance on simchas Torah. Kev on the lesbaza ela mishum shvus. Since this is only an isra de rabbanan. Avra b'shar, simcha shal mitzvah, could go nisuin. However, even a simcha shal mitzvah of a wedding, afilu hachi aser, is still going to be aser. V'gam lechvod haTorah, ein kedai lahatir. And even for simchas Torah, kvod haTorah, the heter is only tipuach verikud, is only with clapping and dancing. V'lo kishkush bepamonim v'zagim, and not going ahead and shaking any types of musical instruments, bells, etc. V'chol shekain shar klei shir, and for sure other instruments are aser even on simchas Torah. He continues on, Sif katan tes, o achas keneged v'chulei, or also, he says, the taking a finger and snapping it, right, one against the other, kigon elu shemakin ba'ama ala agudal, right, one like regular snapping of your fingers, right, you do it with your thumb, b'ni'ima, like with, like, you know, in a musical way, You make nice sounds. That's what he means, like the musicians do. It means like when people sing, they make to a beat. They snap their fingers to a beat. He says, if you do it, snap your fingers, like let's say once really hard or twice really hard in order to wake someone up, so then that's mashmah magen avram d'shari, it's mashmah magen avram, that's permitted. The lav derech shiru, because that's not being done in a way where it's musical rhythm. Achein lefima shebeir, because every Shabbos, she does Rashi, it's mashmah del Rashi, gam b'zeh yesh lachmir, even snapping your fingers like this, in a non-musical way, you should be machmir, never to snap your fingers on Shabbos. Achein mashmah prima gadim. And now we continue on to a Ramah, who goes and he explains, okay, v'hadim esapkin emirakdim v'idna v'lo machina b'hu, says, it's interesting, he says, the Ramah. You see people that clap today, not with a shinoi, and they dance, and no one stops them. Mishum demutav shiyu shogeg. He says, really, it's aser, but better people are shogeg than be mazed. But then he goes on, he says, maybe there's a heter. Some say that nowadays, hakol shari, maybe everything would be okay. The Einanu Bekiyun, since we're not experts, we don't really know how to do basiyas klishir, we really don't know how to make or fix instruments. We're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and make a klishir, make a musical instrument or fix it. The milsid lo shliachu is something that is far-fetched. He says, maybe this is where the minag came to be makel on everything. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Yud, Lahakel Bakol. This is where maybe the minhag came to be makel on everything. So he says, the minhag to be makel Bakol, Koy al tipuach v'sipuk v'rikud. This is only coming with clapping and maybe slapping your legs or dancing. Below al shahar dvarman is garment 7-7. Not the rest of the things. No one is makel actually using and playing instruments. Filu b'tipuach v'rikud. And he says, and even when it comes to clapping and dancing, ain't kedai laniach haminag. It's not kedai to just chuck the minag. Should lo b'makom mitzvah to go ahead and do this type of dancing and clapping if it's not in a mitzvah scenario. Ela mishum hanach lahem. So to sum up, the Shulchan Aruch asers here clapping, slapping one thigh, dancing on Shabbos. The reason Chazal asked these activities is that Chazal were concerned that if one played music on Shabbos and the instrument breaks, he may repair or create an instrument on Shabbos, which would be an actual dairaisa, malacha, gzeira, due to this misakein kleishir. Consequently, anything that a person does that relates to music is aser. The Mishnah Brura here pointed out that playing music is aser, whether it is done while ba'avelis, some type of mourning, or out of anger, or in order to increase one's distress, or whether it is done to generate a happy mood. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shulchan Shlomo Siman Tav Kuf Chav Dalet Sivkot and Gimel, he points out that when people dance together at the end of a simcha, this is not going to be usher, since all they're doing is walking in a circle rather than dancing. And he holds that this is not included in the Avera. Interesting. Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Ches, he pointed out that Simchas Torah is an exception to this Isser, and it is mutter to clap and dance to give honor to the Torah, but it's not permitted to dance at a wedding. The Chuvas Salmos Chaim, he points out, this is in Siman Ayin Vav, that this halacha that is permitted to clap and dance to give honor to the Torah indicates seemingly that there's more basis for leniency on Simchas Torah than a wedding. But we saw just last week in Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sifkat on Yud, the Mishnah Brura writes that there is room for to be makel to ask a non-Jew to play music at a wedding, but not on Simchas Torah, which seems to indicate that there's more of a basis for leniency for a wedding and for Simchas Torah. So he answers that in reality there's really more basis for leniency on Simchas Torah than a wedding. The reason why they were makel to permit asking a non-Jew to play music at a wedding was that the absence of music would be recognizable, since there was always music that was played at weddings. and the absence of music would then detract from the celebration.